Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we have the church celebrating the beginning of the Nativity of the Lord. Yesterday we heard beautiful singing and beautiful psalms and songs about the Nativity of the Lord. Of course, we also celebrate today St. John of Kronstadt, and we also celebrated St. Ignatius, the God-bearer. The one, I'm sure you all know the story, that he wanted so much to be eaten up by the lions. He wanted to have them mess up his whole body with all the bones, to grind it down just as if it was wheat. So he wanted to give an offering for the Lord. Of course, the Orthodox Christians at that moment, and they loved him very much, and they didn't want him to go through that, but he was absolutely determined to be food for the lions, to be taken to the Lord as a sacrifice, and he did it with a great love. This same Ignatius that the Lord once picked up and said that unless you are like children, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. And of course, we have the St. John of Kronstadt is celebrated today. And St. John of Kronstadt, we all heard of him, and we all know the book that he had written. And there is about 8 volumes is published at this point of his books. And of course, and the book I'm talking about especially is My Life in Christ. Now, we are told by the church that we have to be reading. We have to read the scriptures, and every day we have an assigned passage from the gospel and an assigned passage from the epistle. And I strongly recommend that we also take at least a page of the readings from the St. John of Kronstadt on My Life in Christ. The book is in 2 volumes. It consists about 800 some odd pages between the two of them. But what does it say in that book? Well, the book is only reminding us to live according to the gospel. And the book is telling us, My Life in Christ, and how to pray. One of our metropolitans said that we shouldn't be reading that book as books on romance or whatever they do, where you just read it and put it away and that's it. And once in a while you may reread it again. No, this is something that you should learn from. St. John of Kronstadt wants to take you by the arm and bring you right into the kingdom of heaven. This is what he wants with his book, My Life in Christ. It's like a barometer for us. It's when you start reading My Life in Christ, and then you see for yourself, does your heart accept what is read over there, what St. John had written? Can you say that these are my thoughts, this is my feelings, what he is expressing? Well, then you're on the right track as an Orthodox Christian. But if you say, oh, that's too much, it's not for me, well, then you're not on the right track. You're not going that narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. You wound up to be on the wide road for some reason. Now, St. John of Kronstadt, of course, he likes to, the passage that we read in the Gospel where the Lord said that about do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And St. John of Kronstadt paraphrases this and say, don't do to others what you don't want others to do unto you. So, and you think about it. Do you want somebody to be angry at you? And you would say, no, I don't think so. I don't want anybody to be angry at me. So don't be angry at somebody else, yourself, and so on. And all these things, that this golden rule that the Lord had given. And the gospel we heard today also, of course, where he tells us about how to give loans. He says, don't give a loan to somebody that is going to pay it back to you, because even the sinners do the same thing. And that doesn't give you any credit. But what you have to do is you give a loan to somebody that you don't expect to get it back from him. That's valuable for the Lord. And if somebody does give you something back, well, you can only glorify it and take it as somebody just giving you a gift. It's not that they owed you something, because The Orthodox Christians shouldn't think that when they give somebody, even on a loan basis, they shouldn't think that they own it, because it wasn't theirs. It was God's. God, everything belongs to God. That's what St. John of Kronstadt especially emphasizes, that for us to know that everything that is on this earth, it is, and in heaven, it all belongs to God. We're only users. God allows us to use it, and we should use it for the benefit of somebody else. The Lord says, be you merciful as the God the Father is merciful. The God the Father sends the sun and the rain and the good and the evil ones, and he feeds and sustains everybody because he is God of love. And he came on this earth, he came for one reason, is to, when he couldn't take it anymore, that we were taken advantage of by the demons. They had made totally the fools of the people, and they started to get us, instead of worshipping the God, we were worshipping idols. And this happened 2,000 years ago. And think about it, we are doing the same thing now. It's now, probably is being prepared, the second coming of the Lord, because that's how he came last time, when the situation in the world was so bad, so much demoralization was, and so far away the people went from the kingdom of heaven, even anticipating, thinking of kingdom of heaven. And the Messiah that they were waiting was the Christ, the Savior, to save them here on this earth. They totally misunderstood the preaching and the teachings of the Lord, what he had meant. And so, and today same thing is happening. People are looking, the main thing they're looking, how to get their welfare straightened out, how they can live without much pain, without much suffering. And when they have sicknesses and sorrows, they grumble under it. They bow down, not in humility, and say, "Thy will be done, my Lord," and accept it, enjoy what we're doing. We're grumbling. I didn't want this pain. I didn't want this kind of life. I want something better. This is not the way I want to live. And because, well, the Lord tells us that if you are crying here on earth, you will be rejoicing and laughing in heaven. If you're well off on this earth, you are going to have to suffer the rest of eternity. But if you are having suffering here, you will get a joy for the rest of your eternity. And this is all the opposite, or everything is different. And St. John of Kronstadt makes it so easy in his life, in the book of My Life in Christ. So I urge every one of you to make sure you have a copy of the book and you listen, or you read it. And if you cannot read, and if you'd rather listen to it, well, there is a site, St. Vladimir's site, that you can get in, and this is all read to you, in the English version and in the Russian version, which you can listen to. And St. John of Kronstadt is going to be so happy that his words continue to be preached. And once when he started the book, he said, "I don't know if anybody is going to be interested in reading that, but, well, there's so many people had picked up My Life in Christ and have read it and considered it as a beautiful guide." Every one of us should consider St. John of Kronstadt as really as our spiritual guide, the spiritual father. And he will continue to pray and to help us to be able to make it to the end where we want to make it. And that's to the kingdom of heaven. And there's no other place that we really want to be. Well, here on earth, we'll never be able to have that heaven. Here on earth, we have sometimes little glimpses. We have some flowers that we can look at, and we have some beautiful God's creation that we can enjoy. But all that has a very temporary being. This all dies out, and we see it all perishing. But in the kingdom of heaven, there will be no death. There will be no perishing of anything. There will be always in awe in the great God's creation, and will never be able to be bored like here on this earth we can be bored. So may St. John of Kronstadt as he wanted to bring the truth to the Eastern people, those that are in did not accept Christ yet, but he was told that he should work on his own people, and may he continue to work on us, so that we can make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.